USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A judge issues a temporary restraining order blocking the release of downloadable files to create 3D printed guns. Those files were to go downloadable today. Yesterday, before the judge in Washington State issued his order, Senate Democrat Chris Van Hollen called for a permanent ban.
Abating metal detectors at airports, putting the entire flying public at risk. Number two, a complete end run around the criminal background system, which is already flawed. And number three, not allowing us to trace guns used in crime.
In a tweet yesterday, President Trump said being able to download plans to make guns doesn't make much sense. Vice President Mike Pence is in Hawaii today to formally receive the remains of 55 American MIAs from the Korean War. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
17 wildfires continue to rage in the state of California. The largest in Northern California has now burned over 112,000 acres.
The Car Fire, first name for the road that it started on, has destroyed more than 800 homes and is now the seventh most destructive fire in California history. It's 30% contained. More than 3,000 firefighters are battling the blaze, coming in from 16 different states across the country.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King. Two U.S. Senate Democrats are pushing a measure to require the census to ask Americans about their sexual orientation and gender identity. Senators Kamala Harris of California and Tom Carper of Delaware introducing what they call the Census Equality Act. The two senators say the information would help the federal government provide better services to the LGBTQ community. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Wyatt Cox Classic Radio Theater. I've been using a MyPillow now for almost a year, and I've had the best sleep of my life, and you can too. What are you waiting for? This special? It's the best you'll ever have. Buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure you use promo code USA, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Do it now.
President Trump pushing voter ID as he spoke at a rally in Tampa, Florida late yesterday. He said ID's already required to make many purchases.
The only time you don't need it in many cases is when you want to vote for a president, when you want to vote for a senator, when you want to vote for a governor or a congressman. It's crazy.
The president emphasizing only American citizens should vote in U.S. elections, accusing some Democrats of wanting to give illegal immigrants the right to vote. A Turkish court denying an American pastor's appeal to be released from house arrest and to have his travel ban lifted. Andrew Brunson making the appeal earlier this week after he was released from jail and placed on house arrest. Brunson has been under arrest in Turkey for nearly 2 years on charges of terror and spying activity, charges he denies. And New York City's new policy not to prosecute cases of marijuana possession will be going into effect today in the Big Apple. Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance announcing yesterday his office will no longer prosecute any such cases unless pot is being sold in large quantity or if there's a threat to public safety. He says the new policy will reduce marijuana prosecutions in Manhattan by 96%, from about 5,000 to less than 200 a year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.